Hey everybody, it's Friday, January 2nd, and this is day two of New Testament in 26.
Well, I hope you enjoyed your reading yesterday of the first chapter of Luke. Today we're going to be jumping over to the first chapter of John. Now, this John, and there's several Johns in the Bible, but this John is the disciple John, one of the 12 disciples, and he refers to himself as the one Jesus loves. In fact, he doesn't until the end of the book of John declare himself as John, the disciple of Jesus. Now, this John was a brother of James. So James and John were brothers known as the Sons of Thunder. They were fishermen. Their dad's name was Zebedee, and many experts think they were called the Sons of Thunder because they had big tempers, not because they were gassy, but because they had big tempers. And so Peter, James, and John were three fishermen that were the closest to Jesus. They were in his inner circle. So as you read through John chapter 1 today, I want you to make note that when it says John in today's reading, it is not referring to the disciple John that we are talking about as the author of this gospel. It is talking about John the Baptist. So just know that. Now, John the disciple was first a follower of John the Baptist, and then at John's urging became a follower of Jesus and one of his disciples. So, as you get into today's reading, the first verses are absolutely beautiful. In fact, they may sound familiar to many of you, and it's very reminiscent of the first words of Genesis, in the beginning. So, Jesus in this passage is called several things. And so what I want you to do as you're reading today is maybe list out or think of all of the titles of Jesus. Jesus is called God and the Creator at the beginning of John chapter 1. John shows that Jesus has been in existence throughout eternity, even before coming as a child in Bethlehem. And as you read the book of John, in this first chapter specifically, I want you, as you look at all the names of Jesus, just make note of them. I found in this chapter, he's called the Word. He is called the Light. He's called the Lamb of God. He's called the Messiah. He's called, when one of the disciples is telling another disciple about him, he's the one that Moses wrote about. So here's what I want to ask you to do. Don't just look at the titles of Jesus here, but ask yourself, what is Jesus to me? I hope that he is your Lord and your Savior. I hope you don't just have saving faith in Jesus, but that he is the Lord of your life, the Messiah, the Savior of your life, as well as the Lord. So with that, I will talk to you more tomorrow. Enjoy John chapter 1.